Begin the current daf, Masechet Tzvachim, daf Chavav. Begin on the bottom of Chaf Hei Mabez, in the second line up at the bottom of the Amud, where the Gemara continues with a related discussion that will relate back to the halacha of Reb Zeira that was mentioned at the end of the previous daf, which relates to the topic of our perek, Kol HaZvachim Shekiblu Domin, which the Mishnayos are discussing, different invalidating factors relating to the Avodah of Kabbalah. One of them was Reb Zeira's halacha that we're going to shortly quote. So on that, relatedly, the Gemara brings the following teaching. Amr Reb Ami, Amr Reb Elazar. He bifnim, if the animal is inside the azara in the courtyard, which is where it's supposed to be slaughtered, viragle bachutz, but its legs are outside the azara. So says Rebbe Elazar, chatach, if they cut off the legs of the animal, v'achakach shachat, and then they slaughter it, so then kashera, then it's going to be valid. Why? Because the blood from the legs, which are invalid because they're outside the perimeter of where the blood of the Avodah is allowed to be, which is only in the Azara, is not going to get mixed up with the blood that's in the basin, which is collecting the blood of Kabbalah, because one cut off the legs before we're slaughtered. Which Gemara later is going to ask, but yeah, but they made the animal into Balmum, into a blemished animal, which anyway is going to be possible because the animal has to be tum, has to be unblemished. But that's the first part of his halacha. And that continues the Gemara on the top of Chavav Med Aleph, that shachat va'achaka chatach, if let's say it was slaughtered and then it was its legs were cut off, then psula, then it's going to be invalid. Because from the, at least at this point of the Gemara, from the moment that it was slaughtered, so then the blood that's in the legs, that's outside the perimeter of the azara, became pasul. Now, all the bloods, as the circulatory system goes, get mixed one with the other, and then the bloods which are pasul, which are in the legs on the outside, are going to be coming out through the place of the animal, which all the blood is spurting out where it was slaughtered by its neck, and in the basin is going to be mixed the kosher blood, which was in the azara, and the non-kosher blood, which had been psul because of yetzi, because it went out of the perimeter of the azara, and therefore that kabbalah is going to be invalid. On this halacha, asked the Gemara, chatach v'achkach shachat k'sheira? Where he's saying that if let's say you cut off the legs first, so whatever pasul blood is outside is going to be kept outside, and then you slaughter it, and whatever blood's coming is only coming from the blood of the part of the animal that's inside, that's going to be valid. And that has to come up, but then he's sacrificing a blemished animal, which is not valid for carbon anyway. So La'emir rather says the Gemara, say the teaching as follows. Not chatach v'achkach shachat, chatach v'achakach kibel, meaning because they cut off the leg of the animal between the slaughtering and the receiving of the blood. That's going to be kshere, that's going to be valid, because what are they receiving? Yeah, the shechita was when it was unblemished. Then, after they slaughtered, then they cut off the leg, and then, when they're receiving the blood is only going to be coming from the part of the animal that's inside. Kibel v'achakach chatach psul. But if let's say they first received the blood, and that's getting blood also from the part of the animal that had its leg outside, and only then later did they cut it off, well then that psul, that's going to be invalid because the Kabbalah is going to have blood that was possible because of Yetzi. And that has the Gemara, chatach v'achakach kibbuk sher. You're saying that after the shechita, then they cut off the leg, and then they received the blood, so now they're only receiving blood from blood they're not getting the blood. The blood from outside was cut off. The only blood they're getting is from the animal inside. Then it's going to be kosher. And that has the Gemara, and this is the teaching we said in the previous daf. But Vamer Abzeiri says, "Hatsayim oisin bebuchar." If someone nicks the ear of a firstborn animal, va'achakar kibul damai, and then he receives the blood. So meaning he made a mum, and then he receives the blood. Pasuls can be invalid. Shenem, like it says in the pasuk, not only do you have to have a unblemished animal by the shechita, but also by the kabbalah. Like the pasuk says, "V'lokach midam ha'par," that he takes from the blood of the bull. What's the bull? Parsha yikfar, the bull that originally was, which is that we see that a mum invalidates by Kabbalah too. So how can you say that you cut off the leg before the Kabbalah? That's going to be kasher, but it's a bal mum when you're doing the Kabbalah, and it cannot be bal mum not only by the shechita but even by the Kabbalah. So Rav Chizda Amar Avimi, he says, when we say you cut off the leg, chaytich be'aver, you cut by the limb, meaning by the leg, whatever part of the leg is outside the azar, achamagila etzim, until you reach the bone, which that's not a blemish, because a blemish is only when you cut through the bone, but you do cut through the skin, you cut all the way till the bone. Now, the veins are in the flesh, and therefore now the blood's going to be stopped from coming because it was cut. And it's not going to go up towards the part of the animal that's inside, which is where the blood's coming from, where it was slaughtered. So therefore, it's going to stop the blood from coming, but it's not going to make it a bal mum. So therefore, when they're doing the Kabbalah, it's from an animal that's not blemished, yet the blood from the outside is not coming inside, therefore it's going to be kosher in that situation. Continues the Gemara asking, Kibo v'achak achitach. You said, however, if let's say, and quoting the halacha of Rabbi Elazar, if you received the blood and then you cut off the blood flow coming from the leg, that's going to be psul, it's going to be invalid. So says the Gemara, Shamit Mina, what we could infer from this halacha of Rabbi Elazar is dam hamupla be'ivarim, the blood that's absorbed in the limbs, which is in this case the blood from the legs, that damhu, that you consider that as blood. What the significance of that would be is that someone who would consume blood that's still in the limb of the animal would be chayiv karis, which is the halacha for one who consumes like drinking blood. Because if it wouldn't be considered blood, then how can you go ahead and say that there's an invalidation of yaitzi on the blood when it's not blood, it's like considered water? Obviously you consider blood. The problem is, we know the halacha is that someone who consumes blood in limbs is not chayiv karis. But why aren't you considering it dam, even though it's still in the limb? Says the Gemara, Dema mishum shamnunas. Maybe the reason, the problem that we have over here is if you do the Kabbalah before cutting off the leg, it's going to be pasul. It's not because of the blood. The blood, you're right, it doesn't have the halachic significance of dam to be chayv karis and so too for the psul of yaitze. Here, maybe what's problematic is the fats, which is fit to consume and considered like meat, which also becomes pasul with yaitze, as the pasuk says in Shmei Schabez, the boss of Asad the treif, which Gemara else learns out that it can't go beyond its allowed perimeter. And those fats are absorbed in the blood in the foot. And that comes out through the place of where the animal is slaughtered. And that is what invalidates the blood that's in the basin of the Kabbalah. Not because of the dam, because of the shamnunis, the fats. That has a psul of yaitzi on it. So says the Gemara on that. So shamim minos, you can infer from that halacha then, that basar kachim kalim, the meat of the lower level karbanes, sheyetze lifnei zrikas dam, that if let's say it goes out of its perimeter of the Azara before the blood is thrown, like in the situation that we're describing, we're talking about Kabbalah, but before the Zrika, that pasul, that then that basar, that meat becomes invalid, and the chiddush, the novelty in that is even though the meat is ultimately going to be going out of the Azara after the blood is thrown, because actually the meat of Kachem Kam can be eaten in the whole city of Yerushalayim, but now it's not yet its time because the blood wasn't thrown yet, and therefore it's not fit to be eaten yet, and therefore you want to say from this halacha that Shamnunis, which is outside the Azara, although it's still in the city of Yerushalayim, is going to be a psul. So therefore, it comes out that this halacha of Rabbama, in the name of Rabbi Elazar, is Nalik Rabbi Yechanan, which is brought later on, Perikol Tadon, Dav Pei Tesem Beis, who he says that the bus of Kachem Kalam, if it left the Azara, is not going to be, before this week is time, is not going to be pasul. Yet here you're saying it's the Shamnunis, which is the basa, which is outside the Azara, that's invalidating the dam. Why? Because it's Yaitse. Yaitse, Rabbi Yechanan says there is no psul Yaitse on basa or kachem kalam. Says the Gemara, it's not difficult. Dilma, maybe when Rabbi Ami said his halacha name of Rabbi Elazar was only b'kachik kachem. He said only by the higher level karbanis, where, yeah, they do become pasul if they're left from the Azara before the blood is thrown, because according to everybody, basa, kachem, kachem, do not end up going out of the Azara. They have to be consumed only in the Azara. Kachem kalim, which ultimately are safe from lotzis, they are going to be anyways taken out into Yerushalayim, there it would not invalidate with the psul of yaitzi, even if it left before the zrika, like Rabbi Yechanan. Continuing on the related discussion, which will relate back to this halacha, Tana Rabban learned the Braisa. Kachin kachin, the highest level karbanas, chatas, asham, oila, shchitas matzafin, they have to be slaughtered in the northern part of the Azara, and the kibul damin bechli sharetz betzafin, and also the receiving of the blood has to be in a service vessel, also in the northern part of the Azara, which more later on learns in Perkei Zumukayim, of Mem Tesem and Aleph, since it says the halacha of Kabbalah near shchita, just like shchita has to be in the north, so too the Kabbalah. Now, let's say Amad Bedar, let's say he's in the southern part of the Azara, right next to the midline of the Azara. The Hoshed Yadli Litzafin B'Shachar, and he stretches out his hand to the northern part of the Azara, and the animal's in the northern part, and he slaughters it like that, says the Braisa, Shchitasik Sheira. So his slaughtering is going to be valid, as Gemara learns later on, because it says Oisai has to be B'Tzafin, which refers to the animal. The animal that's slaughtered, that's Kachikachim, has to be in the north, but the one who's slaughtering does not have to be in the north. But the one who's receiving the blood has to be in the north, and therefore, Kibul, if he receives the blood that way, Kabbalah Sabsula, his receiving, is going to be invalid. Now, however, Hichnas Reisha Berube, let's say, however, if he put his head and the majority of his body into the northern part and received the blood like that, then that Ki'ilu Nichnas Kuli, that would be as if he entered his whole body into the north, As we know in the whole Torah, the halacha is rubik kakule, then we go, the majority is like all of it, and therefore even Kabbalah in that situation would be valid. Continues the Braisa, Pirkasif, let's say after the animal was slaughtered, it starts shaking, v'yatisoladar mechazra, and then the animal starts flying around, and it goes into the southern part of the Azara, and then it comes back. Sure, it's going to be valid because there is no psul of yaitse from going from the north to the south, unless it leaves the walls of the Azara. Now, as Rashi points out, actually, the v'chazra that it says that it comes back is not even necessarily. It doesn't have to say that, because even if it stays in the south, it's okay. It only says it because of a contrast to the seifa, when it's talking about that which is inside the Azara, or outside the Azara, where there the halacha is that even if it comes back, regarding like we find by Kachem Kalam, it's going to be possible. So the ratio also says coming back, but really the halacha would be kosher, even if it doesn't come back. Continues the Brai, so Kachem Kalam, the lower level karbanas, like Shlamim, Pesach, Shchitasim Bifnim. So it's slaughtering, doesn't have to be in the northern part of the Azara, it just has to be inside the Azara, like the Pasuk says in Shlamim, Vayikra, in Parak Gimel, it says, V'shachtu Pesach Olamayit, it has to be slaughtered in front of the Olamayit, which is in the Azara, in the courtyard. V'kibul Daman B'chli Shayis B'fnim, and also the receiving of the blood has to be in the service vessel, inside the Azara, and the way we know that the Kabbalah has to be inside the Azara, we learn that from Devarim Yud, it says, Lamid lefnei Hashem l'shaaseh, to stand in front of Hashem to serve Him, we see that all the services have to be in front of Hashem, which is in the Azara, which one of the primary services is the Kabbalah. Now, says the Braisa, let's say Amad b'chutz, let's say the Kohen is standing on the outside, out of the Azara, v'hechnes yadu lefnei v'shachet, and he puts his hands into the Azara and he slaughters, shchita sekshere, so the slaughtering is going to be valid, as Gemara later on teaches in to perikol absul naflam abeiz, that we learned that it says ben habakar, the animal has to be lifnei Hashem, but the one who's slaughtering doesn't have to be lifnei Hashem. He could reach his hand in and slaughter like that. Now, let's say, however, kibel, so let's say he received like that, kabbalah sepsula, then his receiving would be invalid, like we learned before, because all shirais, all services have to be inside, and here, in contrast to shchita, which could be even done by a non-kain, kabbalah has to be, the kain has to be inside the azar, he can't just reach in and catch the blood. But hichnis reisha berube, if let's say that his head and the majority of his body goes into the Azara, then ki'ilu loy nichnis, says the Brice in contrast to the previous halacha like Bakaja Kachim from the south to the north, here it's going to be as if he did not go in. And the reason for this is the Gemara is going to teach us later on. The Pasuk says, bevayim el olamayim, when they come into the olamayim, which is up until the whole person comes in. So to the Azara, says the same halacha that it says, Yamid lefnei Hashem, he has to stand in front of Hashem. All of him has to be in front of Hashem, because since we find the halacha by the Eil Moy, like it was in the Midbar, so too applies to all halachas in all contexts, like in the Beis HaMikdash of the Azara, has to be that the whole person has to be in. Here we don't say, because the Gzeirat Kasav is saying it has to be the whole him, we don't say here, Rubai Kikule. Continues the Braisa, we're going to Kachem Kalam, Pirkasav, let's say after the animal is slaughtered, the animal starts shaking around. And then leaves the Azara and it comes back. Psula is going to be possible because of the Psula of Yetze, as the Gemara Masechta Pesachim that Pebeiz and Manalf learns out the halacha that there's certain areas that an animal, it's the carbon is not allowed to leave. It can't go El HaKadosh Panim, it's not allowed to go inside the Heichel, also it's not allowed to leave outside from Basa Basad the Trefa. So therefore, once it goes out, it becomes possible, and even if it comes back, it's already invalid. Ask the Gemara, Shemamino, what we could learn from this price is Basar Kachem Kalam, this last halacha that we just said. The meat of Kachem Kalam, Shayat Zalef Nezrik is Damim. Here we have the animal slaughtered and it's shaking around. So obviously the blood was not thrown yet. And if it leaves the perimeter, and even if it comes back to into the Zara, we see in the price of Psun, that's possible. It's not like the halacha of Rabbi Yechanan. Says the Gemara, no, Dilma, maybe this that the price it tells us is going to be possible, invalid. What's that talking about? Not the Dam. Not the bus, because actually the bus, like we said, is going to be valid, because the bus is anyways going to be taken out later on to the city of Yerushalayim. Rather, it's talking about Aliyah v'Yiseres HaKavod Yishtekloys. It's talking about the tail, the diaphragm, the two kidneys, where those are what's known as Emur. Those are sacrificial parts. Now, the Emurim of Kachem Kalim, even though it's from a carbon that's the lower level, where they're even eating the meat in Yerushalayim, but the sacrificial parts are considered Kachem Kachem, the higher level, they're what's sacrificed in Mizbeach, and therefore they are going to be possible if they leave the Azara. But the Basar, the part that's eaten, that is like Rabbi Yechanan, that would not become possible even if it left, Lefnei Zrikas Damim, outside the Azara. Continues the Gemara, Boimine Avu D'Shmul Mishmul. Continue on these halachas. The father of Shmuel as Shmuel, he bifnim. So let's say the animal is in the Azara. V'ragla b'chutz, but its legs are outside the Azara. Now, what's the halacha is it permitted even initially to slaughter the animal that way? As the Shita Mukubetza explains, although we said previously that if it was slaughtered and then if it was, the leg was cut off and then slaughtered, it's going to be kasher, that was b'di'evet, after the fact. Here we want to know, is it even mutter l'ketchila to slaughter the animal that way? So Malay, so Shmuel responded to his father, he says, Ksiv, it says in the Pasuk, v'hevi'um l'Hashem, that they have to be brought in front of Hashem, which is ad shtei kul lifnim, until the whole animal is inside. Here where the legs are outside, you can't do that initially like that. So on that, his father continued asking, Tala, let's say the animal was hanging in the airspace on the Azar. It was not on the floor. It was being suspended in the air. V'shachat, and then it was slaughtered like that. Ma, what's halacha? So I'm like, Shemus, so Shmuel says his father, that's going to be valid because ultimately it's inside the Azar. Amalei ishtabashta. So his father says, you made a mistake. Be'inan shchita al yarech. You need to have that the slaughtering should be al yarech hamezbech, which means near it on the side of it, which means near it on the side of it on the ground, and that's not going to be the case if it's being suspended in the ear, and therefore it's not going to be valid. So then his father continued to ask him, he says, let's say nitla, let's say the one who's slaughtering is suspended in the airspace of the Azar, the shachar, and he slaughters like that, ma, what's halacha? So amalei psula. So Shmuel said to his father, it's going to be invalid, because he was learning from his father. He heard his father tell him that if the animal is suspended and he's slaughtered, then it's going to be possible. So he thought the same would be, if the one who's slaughtering is suspended in the ear, it's also going to be possible. Amalei ishtabashta. His father said, no, you're making a mistake. Shchita al yerech. It says that v'shachat oisal al yerech ha-mizbeach, that the animal that's slaughtered has to be on the side of mizbeach. V'loi shechit al yerech, but the one who's slaughtering doesn't have to be on the side. If he's suspended, it is going to be valid. So he continued asking him, nitla v'kibul mahu. What's halacha if the one who's slaughtering is suspended in the ear as he's receiving the blood from the animal that was slaughtered? So Amalek Shera, so Shmuel said to his father, so that's going to be valid. And because, like he said, regarding the one who was suspended as he was slaughtering, if he's hanging in the ear and slaughtering, he said it's kosher, so he thought the same would be regarding Kabbalah. Amalek Ishtabashta, so his father said, no, you're making a mistake. Ein derech shiris bekach. It's not the way of service like that to be hanging in the ear. And receiving the blood, in contrast to the slaughtering doesn't have to be with a kain, is considered shiris, is considered one of the primary services, and it's not appropriate to do service hanging in the ear like that, and therefore it's actually not going to be valid. So his father continued asking him, he says, Tala v'kibul now, what's halacha if the animal was suspended in the ear, and that's how they received its blood, what's halacha? So amalei psula. So Shmuel said to him, and he was learning from his father, that's going to be invalid, because just like he said, when the animal suspended and he slaughtered it, puzzle. When the one who's doing the Kabbalah, if the kain's suspended in the ear and he receives it, puzzle. So he thought this, it would be, if the animal suspended in the ear and he received the blood, would also be puzzle. Amalei ishtabashta. So the father said, no, you're mistaken. Shchita al yerech. It only says that the animal that when it's being slaughtered has to be in the side of the mizbeach. V'loi Kabbalah al yerech. But the receiving of the blood of the animal doesn't have to be when it's on the side of the mizbeach. The animal could even be suspended in mid-ear and receive its blood like that, and it's going to be kosher. That was how the father of Shmuel held. However, Omar Baya, he says, he disagrees with the father of Shmuel. He says, Bekadshei Kadoshim, by the higher level karbanis, where it says in the pasuk by them, al yerech, because it says by the Kadoshei Kadoshim, v'shachat ois al yerech ha-mizbeach. So there says Abaya, kulam psulas, all the situations we described, they're going to be invalid. Bar minitle v'shachet. Except if the one who's slaughtering is suspended in the ear, and he's slaughtering. Because like we said, the one who's slaughtering, it doesn't say al yerech. It only says by what's being slaughtered, the animal. It says, oisai, it has to be al yerech. Now, however, this is where Abaya disagrees with the father Shmuel. But if the animal was suspended in the ear, and the kohen received the blood that way, he holds up by it's going to be possible. Why? Because the airspace of the north is not like the north, and you need to have that to Kabbalah. It should be in the north, like the Gemara teaches in the Zimukam, and later on in Mem Tesim and Aleph. So though it doesn't say Yerech, like the Father Shmuel said by Kabbalah, but it has to be in the north, and in the airspace is not the north, it has to be on the ground to be considered the north. Now, Bekachim Kalim continues up by, however, in the lower level Kabbalah, where it doesn't say Al Yerech, and it also doesn't say that has to be in the north, so then kul and kasheris, all the situations we described are going to be valid. Bar minit levekibul, except if the one who's doing the avodah is hanging in midair as he receives the blood, that Abaye agrees to the father Shmuel, because that's not derech shiris, it's not a appropriate way of doing the avodah, and therefore that's going to be the case of being possible. On that, Amar Rabba Rabba asked an Abaya, Maish not tola bekibul bekotchim kalm de kashera. Why do you differentiate regarding if the animal is suspended in the air and the kohen receives the blood by the lower level kabbanus? He said that's going to be kosher. Why is that kosher? Because the avr pnim kipnim dami. Because the airspace of the inner part, meaning of the azara, obviously we know that it has to be received inside the azara. And yet, obviously, you're agreeing that the airspace of the azara is considered like the azara itself. So if so, then then with a higher level kabbanus, why do you disagree with the father of Shmuel regarding the case of when the animal is suspended in the ear as the kohen is receiving the blood? Why? There also nami avrit safek itzavin dami. There you should also say that the airspace of the north is like the north, and therefore it should be kosher. So Elomar Rabba, rather Rabba disagrees with Abaye, and rather he holds like the father of Shmuel. It's just that the father of Shmuel did not delineate regarding the halachas, specifically between Kachem Kalam and Kachem Kachem, because he wasn't told by Kachem Kalam. But Rabba says just like him, and he just mentions both these components because that's what Abaye was mentioning. Says Rabba, Bein Bekachem Kachem, Bein Bekachem Kalam Kcheres. Regarding all the situations, whether it's the Kachem Kachem or Kachem Kalam, they're all going to be kosher. Bar min tala v'shachat b'kachay kachim, except in the case of when the animal is suspended in the air by kachay kachim and it's being slaughtered like that, because like we said, it has to be al yerech, has to be on the side, conscious to kachim kalim, where it doesn't say al yerech, where there it's going to be kasher. Now, in the situation of when the animal is hanging in the air and the kohen is receiving the blood like that, so this is where Rav is like the father Shmuel, not like Abaye, it's going to be kasher, because that's a way of shiras. The kohen is standing on the floor. It doesn't make a difference that the animal's not. And the fact that it's in the airspace of the north is like the north. And also by Kabbalah, it doesn't say al yerech. The animal doesn't have to be on the side of the mizbeach. And another exception that's going to be possible is nitla v'kibul bein mekachem kachem bein mekachem kalam. If the kohen who's doing that vayda is suspended in the ear as he's receiving the blood, then whether it's kachem kachem or kachem kalam, it's also going to be possible, because Kabbalah, the receiving the blood, is shiris, is one of the primary avaydas, and it's not derech shiris because it's not an appropriate way of doing an avayda in that situation. But if the kohen is suspended in the ear when he's doing the slaughtering, that's going to be kosher, because like we mentioned before, slaughtering is not shiris because it doesn't even have to be done with a kohen. And moreover, there's no problem al yerech, because the only thing by the shechita of kachem kachem that has to be on the side of mizbeach is the animal, not the one who's doing the slaughter. Now, continuing on this halacha, the brice that we mentioned before, says the Gemara, b'yimenei Rabbi Yirmiyahu Rabbi Zeira. Hu bifnim. Let's say the kain is inside the azara. V'tzitzitzai. But his payas, his hear strings, is bachutz, is on in outside the azar. Ma, what's the halacha? So Malay, so Reb Zera said to him, Lav Amr, didn't you say, like it says in the Brice of Evim Lashem, that the animal has to be totally at Shetavikul Lefnim until it's all brought inside the azara? So Achinam, here also, Bevayim Elo El Mayit, it says when they enter into the El Mayit to do the Avayda, which is at Sheyavikul El Mayit, although we say generally Rubikul Kulay, in these situations, like the animal, like we've said by Kabbalah, and regarding here, the kain who's doing that vaida has to be that the whole kain is inside the azara, even if it's just his hair is outside, it's not going to be valid. Now the Gemara continues with the next Mishnah, continuing the theme of these Mishnahs regarding invalidations in the Kabbalah of the receiving of the blood, which is one of the primary vaidas of every carbon. Says the Mishnah, Nasnai, if the gifts of the blood, which is what we generally call the Zrika, was placed Al-Gabe HaKevesh on the ramp, which is not the place where the blood is usually put on the Mizbeach, on the altar itself. Or let's say Shalei Keneged HaYisrael, he put on the part of Mizbeach, which is not opposite the lower part of the Mizbeach, which has a foundation, which the Gemara teaches us later on, that a Karban Oila requires that its Matan Dam has to be opposite the area of the Mizbeach that has a Yisrael, the foundation, which is on the bottom of the Mizbeach, there was an area which was the lower part that had a part sticking out, which was the foundation, which there are parts that did not have that yesod. For example, the southeastern corner didn't have a yesod, as Gemara says later on, Ezem B'Kamim Dafnan Gimlam Abeis. So, however, when the carbon oil's blood has to be thrown in the corners, the bottom of the Mizbeach that has yesod. So let's say it was thrown by the part of the Mizbeach, not opposite the area that has yesod. Or, Nosnes Anitan Lamata, he placed the blood, which was supposed to be put below, on the bottom half of the Mizbeach, what's called below the red string, and rather was placed lamala, above the red string. Or vest nitan lamala lamata, or that which was supposed to be on the top was put on the bottom. Or another type of invalidation. The blood that was supposed to be on the Mizbeach Hazav on the inside was placed on the outer altar. Or the ones on the outer altar was put inside the Heichel. So says the Mishnah regarding all these different types of inappropriate Zrikas Dam, Pasul the Imbakars. So it's not going to be valid. However, the one who consumes the meat of that carbon is not going to get kars. The Gemara later on is going to have to explain what is the necessity of that teaching of our Mishnah. Now, as we continue to Medbei, Zomer Shmuel, he actually qualifies the halacha, which is a machlaikis, he qualifies the teaching of our Mishnah. He says, Pasul, this that our Mishnah said, regarding if someone throws the blood not exactly where it's supposed to be, on the ramp, or if it's not opposite there, the aside, or the lower half instead of the upper half, and so on, that we say that's pasul, says Shmuel, that's only in the basar, in the meat, which is it's the carbon is not a kosher carbon to consume it. Of a bailam niskaper, but the owners who have to bring this carbon, with that zrikas dam, they're going to get an atonement. The primary atonement, every carbon is avodas dam, which is the zrikas dam. It's going to provide an atonement. Says the Gemara, my time, what's the reason? Because the Amakor, the pasul says, Meyikra, the Hashem says, Vanina satev lechem al mezbech lechaba, that I gave it for you, the blood, on the altar for an atonement. Which sounds like that the whole Mizbeach is the same regarding an atonement, which is, Kimin Shagia Dam L'Mizbeach L'Skaba Bailam. Once the blood reaches the Mizbeach, no matter where it does, the owners get an atonement. And that is the Gemara, but Iyach, if that's the case, then Basanami. So we should say the same thing regarding the permissibility of the meat, should also be, at least after the fact, wherever the blood reaches, it'll be valid, and the meat, the carbon should be kosher, the meat should be able to be eaten. That Amakra, the Pasuk says, no, L'chaper. And that Pasuk we just quoted says, what I make the whole Mizbeach for you equal? For atonement. L'chaper nesativ, for atonement, I equated the whole Mizbeach to be equal. The L'lo davar achav, but not for something else. Meaning to that the Zrika should be considered a Zrika to permit the meat for consumption, because it's the Zrika is dam, which permits the meat to be eaten, like it says in Devarim Yudbeis, but dam zavachecha yishafeich, the blood of your carbon you should spill, meaning the Zrika is dam. And then it says vabasa teichel. And that says the Gemara, what we see from the Pasuk is only l'chapara nesatev b'loyla dava acher, but for the consumption of the meat, that's what our Mishnah means, pasul. It's not going to be karis, but it's not going to be pasul, because the Zrika is not valid if it's not done in its appropriate place. That has the Gemara and Shmuel. So we see obviously that Shmuel holds that the blood being thrown not in its appropriate place is like it was in its appropriate place. That's why it's going to be a kapara. That has the Gemara. It's not bidach pirkin, but we learn in the other parak and aflam and beizam and aleph. The Mishnah says as follows: same case. Nasanay ala kevish. The blood was put onto the ramp, or shalei keneged yisayid, or on the area of the mizbeach, which was not opposite the lower part that has a foundation, or nosan es nitan lamata lamalo, or the blood that's supposed to be put below, he put on top, vesen son lamal lamata, the blood that was supposed to be put on the top was put below the red line, or vesen son bifnim b'chutz, the blood that was supposed to be inside the heichel was put outside, vesen son b'chutz bifnim, that which was supposed to be in the outer mizbeach was put inside the heichel. Says the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis. So it was the same type of halacha as our Mishnah, but the Mishnah Lamed Beis says the following words: "Im yesh dam hanefesh, if there's still blood left in the carbon, yachzar kasher b'yakabel, a valid kain should go back and do kabbalah, receive the blood from the animal, and then go ahead and put the blood in its appropriate place." Now the assumption of the Gemara right now is that up until now we had been speaking about a regular kain. This that we say v'yachzar kasher b'yakabel is just. It's just incidentally, it's just saying what it's supposed to be, which is a kosher coin, not insinuating that up until now was not a kosher coin. So on that, asked the Gemara, if you think like Shmuel, the way he says in our Mishnah, that the blood that's thrown not in its appropriate place, but it was somewhere on the Mizbeach, that it's like it was in its appropriate place, so lamali yafzer kosher b'yakabel, why does the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis then say that a kosher kohen should go back and do a new kabbal and do a new zrikas dam? But there already was atonement. What's the point of doing it? As Shmuel said, the bialim already niskaper. And v'chitem, if you're going to say, oh, you're right, the zrikas is not for kapara, but rather l'hatar basa b'achila, we need the zrikas dam to permit the meat to be eaten, because for that, like Shmuel said, the zrikas is not valid. Is it possible to have a throwing of the blood which will not provide an atonement, like this subsequent Zrika, because we said it's not coming for atonement because according to Shmuel it already provided atonement the first time around, so Sharia Basa Vachila is going to permit the meat to be eaten? The meat to be eaten is only because it's considered a Zrika, because a Zrika is what provides atonement. If the first Zrika already provided atonement, you can't have a subsequent Zrika that will come just to be Matat Basa Vachila. So then what is the Mishnah on Daf Lamed Beis saying according to Shmuel? Obviously, it's because you needed a new Zrika, because it was not only does our Mishnah mean Pasul and Nebasa, but it was not even an atonement for the owner, not like Shmuel, who says, Shalei Kim Kaimer, it's Kim Kaimer Dami. Says the Gemara, no, it's not difficult. Idiya Havei, if that original time when the blood was placed, Shalei Bim Kaimer, was done with a coin that was kosher, that was valid, Hachanami, you're right, like Shmuel said, we would not have required in the Mishnah of Lamed Beis that another coin should go back and do a new Kabbalah because it already provided atonement. Hachamai Skin, what are we talking about within the Mishnah of Lamed Beis is the Yahave Pasul. This that it says, if it was placed on the ramp or some other Shalabim Kaimai, is going back on the ratio of that Mishnah. The Mishnah there said, Kalab Solon Shashachtu, anyone that's not valid, who slaughtered or who received the blood. And that is what the subsequent cases of that mission in the third parak says. And if it was placed on the ramp, who placed on the ramp? An invalid kain. Oh, an invalid kain. So his avodah was nothing. So even if it was like b'mekayim, it would be nothing. So that's why the Mishnah says yachsa kasher kain, kasher kain v'yikabel, because nothing was done. But if a kasher kain had done a shalemim kami, then it would be like kim kami, we regard a kapar, and then yes, we would not have done a new kabbalah, to which Shmuel said. So that asks the Gemara, since you're saying, like Shmuel, Shalai Bim Kaimis, Kim Kaimu Dami, as long as it's somewhere on the Mizbeach. So then we have a question. So then, like the way you explained that Mishnah of Lamed Beis, when the non-valid Kain goes and throws it Shalai Bim Kaimai, but you're saying Shalai Bim Kaimai is like Kim Kaimai. So it should be what should be called a Zrika Psula, as if a Kain Puzzle put it in its, did the Zrika in its appropriate place. And if that's the case, as the Gemara, so Balahavi, then all the blood that's still even in the animal should be considered dochi, rejected, and shouldn't be any more amenable to be fixed by saying Gavza Koina Kosher via Kabul. Why? Says the Gemara, because they're not. Like we learned within that same Mishnah within Nephilim and Beis. The Mishnah there says, Vakula and Shekiblu, and all these individuals who the Mishnah is talking about that are puzzled, that are not valid, if they receive the blood and they do it with a machshava, inappropriate thought of having the meat being consumed, either beyond its appropriate time when it's allowed to be eaten or beyond its appropriate geographical place. Says the Mishnah over there, Im yesh dam ha-nefesh, if there's still more blood of the animal in the neck of the animal, so let a kosher kain go ahead and receive the blood from the animal and then do the zrika without an inappropriate thought, and you do it in an appropriate way, and then it's going to be kosher. The reason for that is because the machshava that the first kohen had when he did the zrika did not invalidate. Why? Since he's not fit to do the avoda, because he's not a kohen kasher, so his machshava is not a machshava, and therefore that did not invalidate the damim of that animal. Makes the Gemara dik. Kiblu in, sounds like from that Mishnah, like it says, that v'kulon shekiblu, sounds like that only if these psulim went and received the blood with a machshava of pigul, that's where there's going to be a rectification, because all they did was Kabbalah. But Zarkulai, that's what the inference. Why say only Vakulin Shekiblu? Say Vakulin Shezarku. Why say Kulin Shekiblu Chutzazman Lechazim Kaimai? Sounds like Vakabbalah, that's still amenable to be rectified. But Zarkulai, if the Psulin went and did the Zrika where the Machshav is Psul, then you can't go ahead. Everything would be possible. My time, what's the reason? La Mishum, isn't it because it's considered a Zrika Psula? It's considered a real zrika, a throwing of the blood that's invalid. The havadachri, which rejects all the blood of the animal now. Why would zrika be different than Kabbalah? Because the zrika is the culmination, is the end of the kapara. And that's being done in an invalid way. That invalidates the carbon. So you see, says the Gemara, that when the apostle does an avoda with that's a zrika psula, it invalidates. So if that's the case, then how you explain the Mishnah over there that it's a puzzle, and that's why Yachsa Kasher B'Yikabel. But if Shalai Bim Kaimai, according to Shmuel, is Kim Kaimai, so that means to say that it was done, Azrika, in its place, at least after the fact, Shalai Kim Kaimai is Kim Kaimai Dami, and it's Azrika Psula. If it's Azrika Psula, then that should make Dachi, it should reject it. How could you say Yachsa Kasher B'Yikabel? If that's how you're explaining that, that's why it did not invalidate, because the apostle did it and the apostle is doing nothing. What do we mean nothing? It says Rikab Sula, like we see from that part of the Mishnah. Says Gemara Loi, no. This diik that we want to make to ask on the other part of that Mishnah of Lamed Beis, that we're saying, oh, it's only by Kabbalah, yes, but Zrika not, says the Gemara, that's not because of what we're assuming because it was done by a apostle. It's Meshum the apostle b'machshava. there's two factors over there. It's because we're saying this, talking about that not only is it being done by a puzzle, but it's because it's being done with a machshava of chutzlas manoi, chutzlam kaimai. That's where the diik is. Yes, only by Kabbalah, if the puzzle did it with machshava psula, could the kasher kain go back and receive the rest of the blood. But if it was done with it, but if it was done by zrika, that's going to be a puzzle because it was done with a puzzle machshava, and that's going to make it invalid by the final avaida. But just if a puzzle did it, that would not invalidate, and that's why the other part of that Mishnah said Yachzar Kasher V'Yakabel, because that's not talking about where it was done with a machshava psula. And that is the Gemara. But if that's the case, that a machshava psula from a puzzle does invalidate, so Kabbalah Nami. So then why is there a difference between Zrika and Kabbalah? Then even by the Kabbalah that he receives a machshava psula should be puzzle. And yet on that you're saying by Kulin Shekiblu, these psulim that receive it, it says if there's dam and nefesh, yachzar kasher v'yakabel. Why? Moreover, asked the Gemara, mi pasul machshava? Is it really true that a machshava from a kain pasul, like you want to say, would invalidate at least by the zrika? But Rava says, a machshava me'eles, invalidating thought does not affect negatively a carbon, ella, only by the following three factors. B'mishiro l'avayda, regarding someone who's fit to do the service, which is a kasher kain, not a kain pasul that we're talking about. Moreover, u'bedava haro l'avayda, has to be something that's fit generally for the service, like for example, a mincha of wheat, which in contrast to a mincha of barley, which although that's kasher by the aymer, but it's not fit for any other avayda besides the aymer, because it's from barley, where there actually pigul will not take effect to punish the one who consumes it with karis, as it usually is by a regular carbon that had a machshava of pigul. And ubemakam aroy lavoyda, it has to be in a place that's fit for the service, which, as the Gemara says in Menachas Daf Hei Mabez, excludes if, let's say, the mizbeach was dented in, where then it's not a place that's fit to do the avoyda, then the machshava of psul will not invalidate. So how can you say that it's talking about by a puzzle? And because he has a machshava, that would make a psul by zrika, but and that's the reason why you're saying because the machshava, not because we're done by the puzzle. But it's not true because even machshava, even by zrika of a puzzle, cannot invalidate because he's a puzzle. It's only by misha ro lavaida. So the Gemara says lay tema zarkula. You're right. Don't make the dig that we had made originally that only by kiblu hapsulin that then there's a takana, but by zrika not. No, because you're right. Even if it was thrown by a puzzle with a machshava, it would still be amenable to be rectified by yachzar kasher v'yakabel. Ela'ema shachtule, rather say that if it was slaughtered by a puzzle with a machshava psula, then there's not going to be any more rectification. Why? Because since all types of psulin, including like a non-kain, is kasher due to shechita, so then their machshava is going to be able to affect the negativity and invalidate the carbon, and that's where it's going to be rejected, and then there is where you can't do yachzar kasher v'yakabel. So when it says kiblu psulin, is not to exclude the zrika, rather it's coming to exclude the shechita, and that's where his machshava. But again, it's about the machshava, not about the puzzle, because actually the halach is when the puzzle does it, it does not invalidate it totally, and therefore you could have yachzar kasher v'yakabel. And that's why the Mishnah Daf Lamed Beis is different than our Mishnah. Our Mishnah said, yeah, it's puzzle, only the bus, like Shmuel says, but it's going to affect an atonement, which we asked if it's affecting atonement, so why is the Mishnah Lamed Beis say you do it over? That's because it wasn't done by a kasher. It was done by a puzzle. So we asked, it was done by a puzzle, so then how could it should be rejected? He said, no, it's not the puzzle who does it that rejects it. It's a puzzle with a machshava. His machshava could. We said, what do you mean by zrika? He can't affect. You're right, it's not by the zrika. The Kabbalah, it says clearly that it could be done over. We thought it was the zrika, saying, no, it's the shechita. A shechita, a puzzle, is valid to do that avoda, and therefore his machshava would invalidate, and machshava psula invalidates all the dam. That's the case that the Mishnah over there is talking about. So on that as the Gemara, if that's the whole halacha on the Mishnah of Lamed Beis, so my Kamash Malon, what's it teaching? The puzzle of machshava, that the thought of the puzzle could invalidate? But Tanina, that Mishnah itself over there teaches this halacha clearly when it says that all the psulim that slaughter, it says their shechit is going to be kosher. So the Mishnah says, Lafika chen paisel machshava, therefore they can invalidate what they were thought. So what's the utility of teaching this halacha of kiblu psulim, which is saying the diuk is, but shechit not? What do you mean? Because they're machshava kapasel? The Mishnah says the halacha clearly. It says the Gemara in the Hakamashimam. This that it says in the Mishnah that all these psulim that shekiblu as adam, which, again, we're inferring is, even though by Shechita we say that it's going to be a pasul machshava, What it's coming to teach by the Kabbalah is, but regarding the Kabbalah, and moreover, not tim ferbet zrika loy, and also the mekabbalah ve'elach, any avodah from the receiving of the blood onward, that is what the Mishnah is teaching, is loy pasla machshava, that the machshava of the psul, of the invalid kind, is not going to invalidate. But again, not to make the diuk to say, oh, only kiblu, but not zrika, because halacha, yeah, would be so too by zarku. Why did they pick Kabbalah? We thought Kabbalah would say Zrika. Is because it's picking the first of all of them, because since it's saying that a apostle is not fit for that Avodah, so therefore his Machshav is not going to apostle. And that's from Kabbalah onward, in contrast to the Shechita. And that the question is, my time, what's the reason? So that's Kedah Rava, like Rava said, who he said that a Machshav cannot negatively affect a carbon unless it's someone who's fit for the Avodah, which includes apostle, but only from Kabbalah onward. That's just his Kiblu, that all these psulim that are makabel, so then if they have a machshava, so then it's not going to make a dich, it's not going to reject all of it because he can't have a machshava. So it's not like he's doing any avoida. By the shechita, then his machshava could passel because he's actually valid through the avoida, even though he's a passel, just like a non-kain. And that's what the Mishnah over there is teaching, that yes, but Kabbalah and Zrika too, all them, if he does it, then Yachsa Kashav Kabbalah, because his Machshava cannot do anything, cannot affect anything, like Rabbi said. But again, this Mishnah did not contradict Shmuel, because Shmuel is talking about a Kasher Kain, and then Shleim Kain is Kim Kaimai. The Mishnah Malam of the Beis is talking about a Kain that's Puzzle, and therefore it doesn't have any effect. It's not affecting any Kapara, of course, because he's a Kain that's Puzzle. And then we said that although he's Puzzle, but that Avodah could be redone. It's only when he has a machshava that actually would affect, like by the shechita, so then it would reject. But regarding his Kabbalah or his Zrika too, it's not going to affect anything, and even with a machshava psula, and therefore the Mishnah said, Yachza Kashavi Kabbal, and then if there is more left, they have to do it over, because nothing was done. The conscious Am Mishnah was done by a Kayin Kasher, who even Shlevim Kaimai says Shmuel, although the bus is going to be possible, like our Mishnah says, but the Bayan would be Niskapur, because Shlevim Kaimai is going to be Kaimai Dami.